Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
So I'm here with Chandra and Vanita from the Lilith Fashion School, who will be organizing a movie and what else on Saturday, this Saturday at the Visitor Center. And so I just wanted to ask you a little bit about Lilith Fashion School. Mm-hmm. So when did it start?
In 2010.
And how long have you been attending?
2 years.
And where is it located?
In Oramode.
Okay, so it's in the old Oramode building.
Yeah.
And you have a fairly big space?
Not at all, actually.
Well, we're grateful for what we got, but still we have a room maybe 4 by 4 meters with like 6 machines and a huge table in the center. So often we struggle with space for patterns and cutting. But in the future, we hope to get some funds to expand our school.
Fantastic. And how many students do you have in your school?
Just us two for now.
Okay. And who's
we
your teacher?
We used to be three.
Ah.
But, yeah. The student, Anna, she graduated, so now we're just two.
But before that, there were some other students, were there not?
There were 4 students who started in 2010. That was the first batch. And they graduated in 2013. And two of the students started their own swimwear company. And one is working at the Treehouse community. So they graduated and they have their own bikini line.
Very cool. And so you're the second batch
of
students. And do the teachers always change or is it the same teachers? Or?
Well, we welcome anyone, whoever wants to join us.
Who has been teaching you so up to now?
Our main teacher is Christina. And she actually founded the school. She's from Germany, and she studied it as well in Germany. And then we have Gabi, who's our pattern master, super pattern master. And then we have Alice, who teaches Photoshop and sketching. And Melissa, who used to teach history of fashion, but she's abroad now. And then we have Jessie, who's teaching us communications and the whole video and the radio. Everything is basically his idea, us reaching out to people. And
Second question was, why did you choose to make a movie on the school? What was the reason for that?
That's Jessie's idea.
It was part of our communication class, one of our projects.
Excellent.
To reach out to people and,
You know why I think it's really important? Is there hasn't been much training in that sense, in hands-on training in Oroville, like atelier, skills that you can do with carpentry or mechanics. And so this is one of the first things that really has come out of and has regular. Most of your students were from Future School, is that right?
Yeah, we all graduated from there. Yeah, I think it's actually the first real apprenticeship program which spreads over now. We have, I think, 3 years. And Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 4, so where they're full-time and our teachers also. So, yeah, it's not just a side thing or we're really...
And how has it helped
dedicated.
You? Yeah, how has it helped you, first you, Chandra? How has it helped you to be in a school like that?
Well, for me, actually, it was important to stay in Oroville after high school. Usually all the students go out to study because there's nothing here to do. I mean, of course, there are things here to do, but not to study and stuff. So I was really happy that this program existed. And, it's helped me stay close to my family and my friends and home. But after, once I've graduated from Lilith, then I think then it's time to go out also.
And do you think you'll be able to use the skills that you
learned? Sure. I think any school that we're going to apply for in the future will be at the top level. Like, we've learned so much. And, I think we'll get easily into any other school.
How about for you, Vanita?
My passion was always to study fashion designing. I started out sketching in Future School itself, so I knew that this opportunity was there, so I took it right away. And it gives. I learned a lot. At the beginning, I didn't expect that it was a wide range, and I'm really grateful.
What do you mean by wide range?
Like many different fashion designing has many different ranges, and here we learn almost everything. And I think it's good.
You mean from style?
From stitching to styling to sketching to communicating.
Patterns
and also to learn the history overall of fashion. So,
very exciting.
Everything in one place.
And the whole school, when you say you graduate, you have to complete 3 years. I mean, is there kind of a test? Are you supposed to be able to make a pair of pants that fit? Or?
Some people, that we already did actually, in fact.
Yeah.
But, some people have graduated in 2 years already who didn't have time, but the main you should actually finish 3 years. And the last exam, or what do you call it, the graduation project, is that we design a collection and we present a fashion show to the Orville community.
I've been to a few of those. They were fascinating.
There was one that happened, no? In Kalabumi.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what we're going to... Yeah. Now we have the summer holidays, and in our last year, that's what we're going to work on now.
What can happen with these clothes later on? I mean, okay, so you've made a line. Do they get sold, auctioned, anything? What happened? Or you've made them particularly for a model, isn't it?
We make it for ourselves. We learn with us.
Okay.
And, I mean,
and so you get to keep
start,
them.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Like, patterns are really difficult to do, actually, and we're still learning a lot. So when we make clothes, we always usually do them according to our body size. And we actually also had client projects where we had people come in from outside and say they want this or that. So we sat together with them, sketched out their outfits, and then stitched it. And we had a small photo shoot. And those pictures on Facebook, if you'd like to see, on our page.
What's your page?
Lilith Fashion School.
That's Lilith, spelled L-I-L-I-T-H?
Yeah.
Okay. And, okay, so on Saturday, people are going to show up at what time at Visitor Center? Tell again.
8 p.m.
8 p.m. this Saturday for the viewing of your film. And this has been a work in communication that you guys have taken up.
Yeah.
Tell me, the other company that have been working on the swimwear, how are they doing now? Do you have any information or contact with them? Or?
Yeah, we still see them around, and they're having a bit of difficulty with the material. It's
sourcing.
Not so easy to get it from India. And also with the climate, everything seems to go bad. I mean, the elastic
deteriorates.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So they're actually getting material from outside, from Europe and from some friends in Asia, I think, Thailand and stuff like that. And they're only a team of two, so they're actually working very slowly. At the moment, they're actually focusing more on surfboard bags.
Yeah, I saw
because,
that.
Because there's a huge crowd in Orville for that, so that's the way they're making money at the moment. But they're still working on their...
On their project.
On their side, yeah.
And what about you, Vanita? Do you think you would continue building something up in this line in Orville? Or
sure,
what is
of
your...
course, for sure. I mean, for the start, I think I want to get experience somewhere, because I also have to get the money first, raise the money for my own unit for the future. So, I mean, working somewhere is always good to get all the experience. And then, let's see, another 2 years, let's say 2 or 3 years, maybe once I can have my own unit.
Do you girls have one more year, or have you graduated? Or
one more year.
One more year.
Yeah. Okay. So, how could Orville help you guys? What do you think would be the most important and helpful thing that Orville could do? I mean, for the next step, after you graduate from Lilith Fashion School, what could Orville do that would be really...
I think what was missing from the first batch was really making the community aware that this apprenticeship exists. So that's what we've been really working hard with Jesse, like that the community basically knows what we're doing. And once we start approaching people, hopefully we will get some funds in the future to expand, and that the teachers can have more than 3 students. I mean, of course, we're really lucky. It's nice to have a small group. Then you
and
have more time.
Also, one main
teacher.
Thing is that only one teacher is getting a maintenance so far. So the rest are working actually for free. So that would be nice if the rest of them could get any kind of...
Would ensure that the thing lasts.
Yeah.
Also, what about like when you come out and you're ready to do something, accessing loans or accessing a space?
This kind of stuff would be nice.
It would be better to have a little bit instead of having to fight that market, as it were. I just want to ask you, like, what is it like for you growing up in Orville, going through this school and all? I mean, what do you feel?
It's a tough question.
It is a tough question. Very open-ended.
Tough one, yeah. Well, there's both sides, good and bad, but I'm happy. I'm very happy. And Orville teaches me a lot, and I'm learning a lot from here. So.
Sometimes we even learn through the bad things, it seems.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's good.
And for you, Chandra?
Oh, for me, it's just home. It's always in my blood. If I go out, I'll always come back. This is where I want my kids to grow up, where I want my family to be. And, I just hope more apprenticeship programs like Lilith open up, that the youth actually has more to do here once they graduate from their schools, high schools or whatever.
That's a pity that everyone has to go abroad and most of them can't stay here. I mean, there's not much to do here. I mean,
so we need to work. We can need to expand those possibilities. Yeah, you can work for somebody else, but it's more fun to create your own thing
and to learn at the same time.
Yeah, whoever wants to come see us can come anytime. I mean, we're always in the workshop and open to visitors or teachers who want to give us new lessons on different topics. Or we're still looking for people.
Tell me, how long did it take for you to make this movie?
So we've been working for the past 6 months on the outfits in the video, the garments. We've stitched them all by ourselves in the school. We had it filmed by a person also from Oroville. So
who's that?
Vimal.
Vimal.
Oh, Vimal did the shooting.
Yeah, our super cameraman.
Okay.
And we had to wake up very early for many of the scenes.
So you had to work hard.
And you had to work hard because you had to make the costumes. Who came up with the story? Did you all collect
together with Jesse?
We had to all...
Yeah, we sat with Jesse and we came up with it together.
So you all came up together with the story, then you got Vimal, then who did all the editing work of the movie?
Oh, that was Jesse.
That was with Jesse, So this is about 6 months of work that has gone into making this movie.
Yeah.
And that'll be this Saturday at 8 o'clock at the Visitor Center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The movie's only 16 minutes, a few seconds, so later we're hoping to play some... music's downstairs and have some people discuss about the movie and mingle and
dance. And enjoy the night.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, ladies. Thank you for coming in and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you too.